This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get back to these calls about the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex. We got to do a couple things real quick first. Remember, I talked about this at the beginning of the show. If you missed it, it was long, so I'm not going to cover the whole thing. Just go download iHeart, Google, Spotify, or iTunes. Go download the podcast. But again, Frank James shoots all those people in New York. We now have all these online rants of Frank James saying things about white people and Jews and this and that. Okay, whatever. We have that's incident number four in the last year of violent, racist black nationalists killing or attempting to kill people in the country. Like I said at the beginning of the show, every single part of this culture now, every cultural institution we have pushes negativity to black people in this country. Every single one. The music does. Every single movie's about slavery or overcoming racism or civil rights. You can't turn on a basketball or NBA game without having to hear about how oppressed these people are and how oppressed they are and how oppressed in racism and oppression. The entire Democratic Party pushes this. The entire media complex pushes this. Black people are oppressed. Black people are oppressed. Black people are oppressed. It's every single part of the culture. We can't get one on the Supreme Court without them making it all about, finally, we have overcome. It's amazing.
The Supreme Court now looks more like America.
The court looks more like America today.
Let me just go ahead and speak for all black women in America today, saying we are extremely proud.
To all the colored girls who considered shaping justice when this system was not enough, this moment is ours.
It's historical, monumental, and we're saying it, but in some ways, you're like, it's 22. Yeah. How do we not have a black woman on this court already? And now this was a step towards the court actually looking like a reflection of the country oversees.
It is a powerful symbol to look up on that court and see somebody that looks like you.
Finally.
Yeah, that goes on for another 2 minutes. Over and over and over and over and over again, this message is pushed out there. You're oppressed. You're oppressed. You're oppressed. The country's evil. The country's racist. You're oppressed. As I mentioned in the first hour, there are black churches out there, lots of them pushing this filth. Remember Obama's own pastor called America, what was it? U.S. of KKKA? You can't even go to church on Sunday in some areas without hearing this crap. And so eventually, you push that out enough, how much do you have to push that before you get in the ears of some violent nut job like Frank James who's going to act on that? It is bad. It is unhealthy for society, and it has to stop. It is poison. Poison. All right, let's get back to some funny stuff. Johnny in Jersey, is your phone fixed?
My phone is fixed there, Jesse. So I was at a friend of mine's best friend's house for a party whose wife is a little person. Within the first half hour to 45 minutes of the party, this little person had put down and dogged on just about every person at the party, especially the females. Eventually, I was feeling no pain and lacking any sort of judgment, and I turned to her and I said, "Who the hell are you to talk? You're an expletive deleted midget." Oh. So there was dead silence, no violence, but I was asked to leave. A bunch of the people that I saw later told me that I was spot on and she deserved everything I said.
Well, look, it's just a small insult. Anyway, Jerry in Spokane, go.
Hi, this is Jerry. I was shopping one day and I noticed at the checkout stand they were ringing out my groceries and there was a gentleman standing off to the side and he looked really sad. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I should just go and say something nice to him to make him feel a little better because he looks kind of sad. So I walk up to him and he was kind of portly and he had man boobs and I went to compliment his t-shirt. He had a nice, you know, Batman t-shirt on. I was going to say, "I like your t-shirt." And instead I came out, "I like your boobs."
Oh,
and it was worse.
I'm sorry. How did he take it?
Well, I guess worse. I said, I meant to say it again. I meant to say, I like your t-shirt. And I said, I meant to say, I like your boobs. I mean, your t-shirt. And then I went off on this tangent, and I couldn't stop saying boobs. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say boobs. I wasn't really talking about your boobs. I meant to say, I like your boobs t-shirt. And he just looked at me, and I think I went into a coma at that point. I think I kind of blacked out.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
That was tied between I actually told a CEO that came into my work one day. He had a big booger in his nose, and I meant to say I like your tie, and I said I like your booger.
Jerry's a big old mess. Just go home and hide, Jerry. Ron in Colorado, go.
Yes, Jesse. So I used to go down to this place called the Sunset Bar and Grill, and there was a very attractive bartender down there named Monica. I knew her for a couple of years, and she was about 5'4", about 110 pounds, very beautiful. Well, yeah, as time went by, she quit. She quit the Sunset. And I happened to run into her about 3 years later at a Halloween costume party, and I said, wow, Monica, so good to see you. And by the way, wow, where'd you rent that fat suit? Wow, it looks so realistic. And she gave me a stern look and she said, Ron, that is all me. And I tried to apologize to her and she, I felt so bad, but she would not accept my apology. She probably gained about 110 pounds, I would say. But I thought she really rented a fat suit and was trying to be a fat lady, like, you know, a costume. And it wasn't that at all. So I just flipped out the back.
Good effort, Ron. Hey, Halloween, that's not my man's fault. It's Halloween. That's an innocent mistake, Chris. That is 877-377-4373. What's the worst you ever stuck your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? Hey, however bad it is, at least you're not Joy Behar.
The Supreme Court is poised to pass a bill contradicting the New York City state.
Hold on. I'm going to start this over again. The Supreme Court is poised to do what now?
The Supreme Court is poised to pass a bill contradicting the New York City state laws. We have very strict gun laws here, and they would like it to be, apparently somebody has put this on their desk, that New York should be an open carry state and an open carry city. With all of the density in this city, they want people running around with guns. People, middle class people will be leaving in droves.
Middle class people are leaving New York City in droves, and it's because the city that I love so much has become a crime-infested disaster. It's not because of the guns. That's one. Two, Joy, look, Chris, we can reach out and try to get Joy on the show. Happy to help out. She may not know the Supreme Court actually doesn't pass any laws. It's wild. They actually leave that up to the legislative branch. I know. Look, Chris, I know. A new one hits you every day. I know. Life comes at you fast. 877-377-4373. What's the worst you've ever stuck your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? Got an email here. I was flying home after cancer treatment in Houston. I sat in the aisle seat in the front. Midway through the flight, my stewardess turned around and bent down to put something in the storage bin. It was perfectly timed. I was listening to your podcast when you hit the fart button. It was great. I roared laughing. I wish I hadn't been seen wearing my headphones. Thanks for encouraging my immaturity. Says I can use his name. His name is Don. And Don, I hope you are recovering well, sir. I spoke to a young woman here in Arizona yesterday. Her family grew up on the Talking Stick Reservation. I guess that's an Indian reservation there. Her brother and cousin both signed up for armed services at 18 and both were doing well. But her brother in the Marines was doing extremely well and climbing the ladder pretty quick. They both got dishonorably discharged and are now struggling. Her brother, who was uplifting their entire family, is now in the hospital once every couple weeks with alcohol poisoning and a near failing liver. He's 25 years old. Man, I'm going to say it again. If you struggle with something, whatever it may be, if you struggle with something, get help. reach out. There are so many places you can get help. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Everyone has struggles. Maybe everyone doesn't have substance abuse struggles, but every single person in this life has struggles, all right? The only way you should be embarrassed about it is if you won't get any help, all right? Go get yourself some help. Clear? All right. Jesse, seeing how we're not putting boots on the ground in Ukraine, maybe we can really start a war on drugs. Carfentanil is the most potent fentanyl detected in the U.S. It's estimated to be 10,000 times more powerful than morphine. What's your choice? Drugs. The war on drugs. Let's talk about that. That's a good night to talk about. Let's talk about that. And I'll get back to these calls here in just a second. Before we do that, though, how often do we talk about putting our money where our morals are? I know you have to get better at it because I have to get a lot better at it. I'm sure you're better than me. But look, I just did it again the other day. Went out to the hardware store, thought it was an okay hardware store, got some stuff that I was using to fix a doorknob, came home, told someone. They said, oh, you know that company was all involved in Black Lives Matter, right? So I screwed up still. But we definitely don't have to screw it up when it comes to the bedding, do we? At MyPillow, you can get everything you've ever wanted for your bed. Oh, and you can get slippers, and you can get, they have dog beds. They're all amazing. 60-day money-back guarantee on these things. And right now, they're selling Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. Lowest price ever. You can get them as low as $39.99. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the code Jesse and get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, playing the hits here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah, we are, Chris. I've always wanted to be... That's not true. That's actually a lie. I always wanted to be a DJ. It's not that I've always wanted to be a DJ, but parts of me wants to be a DJ just so I could say, playing the hits. Play what, Chris? I'd be a great DJ. Yeah, I would. I could be a DJ. How hard can it be? You sit back, make a couple of fart jokes, and then you just start playing music. What do they do the whole time when music's playing? Nothing. Totally cake gig. All right. Let's get back to this here. Remember, we've been talking a lot about teachers, culture, communists, why they want to do this to your kids. Here's yet another teacher out there. I'm not going to stop playing these. Here's yet another teacher out there saying stuff like this.
Okay, I feel like this needs to be addressed because a common comment that I keep getting under my videos about the Don't Say Gay bill is that I could possibly anger a parent or upset a parent. And
pay attention. I'm going to let him continue. Parents, pay attention, because what this thing is about to say is how they think about you and your kids. They don't think they're your kids.
Although I don't go about my day trying to upset or anger parents, I do have to say that not angering parents is very low on my priority list as an educator. Many people probably don't realize this, but educators are mandatory reporters. And what that means is,
not angering parents is very low on his priority list. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. They don't care how mad you are. Now, I promised you something earlier in the show, and it's time to just roll it out here. I'll get back to some more calls here in just a second. Dr. Oz. Trump endorsed Dr. Oz from Pennsylvania. Would you like to hear from him? Well, here he is.
Make a decision to let your child live as the other sex, even alter their body. It's an area of intense debate. Today, you'll meet families coping with this astonishing reality. What does it mean to be a boy? What does it mean to be a girl? Those two simple questions are infinitely complex and gut-wrenching for parents of children who are born transgender.
I'm a girl.
Year though Josie was born Joseph. Physically, she's a boy. But from the time she could talk, Josie knew she was a girl. Her sex on the outside didn't match how she felt on the inside. And that's how every...
I just want to make sure everyone understands. What you're hearing here is Republican candidate for Senate in the great state of Pennsylvania. Trump-endorsed Republican candidate for Senate in the state of Pennsylvania.
Transgender child feels. Children like Josie may start showing signs of transgender as early as 2 or 3. This extraordinary condition is not as rare as you might think. It's estimated that 3 million Americans believe they were born the wrong sex. Transgender shakes up all of our ideas about what makes us male or female. Does gender come from our anatomy or from our thoughts and feelings? While science looks for answers, what are parents of transgender children to do?
Don't worry, I'm sure once he gets to the United States Senate, he's going to dig in and fight the culture wars you want to fight. He's definitely on our side. Bill in Idaho, go.
Yeah.
Bill, you're freezing up on national radio. Get it together, Bill. It's a great story. Let's go. Where are you? Bill froze. Do you know, Chris, did I tell you? Had a pizza delivered today by a guy. Oh, I did tell you this earlier. All right, so I didn't tell it to everybody else. Look, one thing I've had to come to grips with is being a huge, important celebrity. What, Chris? What? Being a huge, important celebrity. In all seriousness, as I do more TV and as the radio show gets bigger, obviously more people are going to know who I am. So me running into people who recognize me out in public is becoming a fairly common thing. Ordered some pizza and some cheese bread today, trying to keep it healthy. And guy shows up and totally, I mean, coolest dude in the world, delivers my pizza. He was all excited that it was me, which I would, honestly, Chris, I'd be excited to meet me too. What, Chris? Don't roll your eyes. I'd be excited to meet me too, but he was excited to meet me and he said his wife was in the car and I was like, well, let's go meet her too. And I was meeting him and whatnot. And he tells me he's been listening for a long time. Apparently I hung up on him once, Chris. I hung up on him. He said he couldn't get the words out and I hung up the phone. I said, you know, that sounds like me. Actually, that absolutely sounds like me. Jeff in California, go.
Yeah, when I was growing up out here, I grew up with a family. We only had boys, so I didn't know much about girls. And I don't know, I didn't pay much attention until I became a sophomore in high school. I got my car. I had a Camaro with bucket seats. And I started having some dates with girls. I'd play football, and they were more interested in me. I was going, this is great. I like girls. They smell good. They're soft. So I was out with a girl one time, and we were out kissing in my Camaro in the front. And she says, hey, you want to go in the back seat? And I said, well, no, I want to stay up here in the front with you.
I'm sorry. Oh, Jeff about gave me a heart attack on the air. Whoops. Whoopsie. What's the worst? What is the worst you've ever stuck your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex? 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. All right. We talked a lot about Frank James. We've talked about Black Lives Matter. We talked about Disney. We've been all over the place today in the show. Like I told you we would be. If you missed any part of it, you can download the show at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Remember, you can email me anything. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Those can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did I tell you we're having Terry Shepard on the show next week? We're having Terry Shepard on the show next week. Maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, I don't even know who Terry Shepard is. Why are you bringing this up? Hang on a second. I'm going to tell you why we're having Terry Shepard on, and it's going to be the bomb. Crowding me.
It is the
the Jesse Kelly Show. Again, the worst you've ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex. 877-377-4373. Keep them rolling in. This was Jen Psaki from Today.
Does this not send a signal to the world that there kind of is an asterisk next to anything that the president says?
Well, when the president ran, he promised the American people he would shoot from the shoulder, is his phrase that he often uses, and tell it to them straight. And on war crimes are an exact reflection of that. I don't think anybody is confused about the atrocities of what we're seeing on the ground, the horrors of what we're seeing in the ground, and different leaders around the world describe it in different ways. But what is unquestionable is what we're seeing is horrific, the targeting of civilians, of hospitals, of even kids, the president was calling it like he sees it, and that's what he does.
Yeah, the president doesn't get to just call it like he sees it when we're dealing with things like this. If you're going to say genocide, you better mean genocide. You don't get to have these mistakes as president of the United States of America. That's one. Two, back to what Janet Yellen said earlier. I don't need to explain to you about inflation. Obviously, this is something everybody can feel. Everyone knows it. We're being crushed right now. Crushed with it. And we have high interest rates coming, too, to go along with inflation. Janet Yellen of the Treasury Department had this to say today about climate change.
The recent IPCC reports confirm that our window of opportunity to leave our planet worthy of our children and our grandchildren is even closer to being permanently shut. We must redouble our efforts to decarbonize our economies, recognizing that countries will use a range of tools, including carbon pricing, regulation, and subsidies to achieve needed emission reductions.
They're talking about increasing the tax and regulatory burden at a time when the economy is already crumbling beneath us. Why would they be doing that? If you can't answer that question yet, you still have some growing up to do. The destruction is intentional. It's on purpose. Well, Jesse, Janet Yellen wouldn't do that. Biden's going to lose an election. Okay. You know what Janet Yellen did the last time Democrats left office and Trump took over? And so she didn't have her job anymore. You know what Janet Yellen did? Go look it up. She went to Wall Street, and I forget the exact number. I believe she made $3.1 million giving speeches to big Wall Street firms. Janet Yellen doesn't care if Joe Biden wins or loses the next election. She doesn't care about the midterms. She cares about destroying the United States of America, because without America's destruction in the minds of these people, they can never achieve the one world communist government they really want, where they truly run things and they rule as kings and queens. And she will do anything she has to do to wreck this place. It's not that the people in charge right now don't know how to fix what's wrong. It's that they're not trying to. They're trying to make it worse. And until people get that through their heads, we can't ever combat these people. We can't ever be anti-communists until we accept that the destruction is intentional. All right? It is intentional. All right. The worst you ever put your foot in your mouth with the opposite sex. John, San Diego, go.
Yes, sir. Yes, I took a lady that I was quite fond of out to dinner at a fancy Italian restaurant where the maitre d's wore suits and tuxedos and had a piano player. And when the trying to impress this lady, the maitre d came up and asked me what I'd like to eat. I said the steak, and I'll order the steak for the lady. And he said, would you like super salad? And I said, yes. he paused and he said, would you like a super salad? And I said, yes. And a third time, I finally got like a little bit angry and I said, yes. And then my girl leaned over the table and said, John, he's saying, would you like a soup or a salad, not a super salad? And yes, that was probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
Keep on going, my man. Ouch. Dave in Texas, go.
Mr. Kelly, I had a friend of mine some 20 years ago, had a son in college, was living in a dorm that was co-ed. One floor was all girls, the other floor was all boys.
Nice.
Dorms are set up where rooms are across from each other, and at the very end of each floor was the large room where your showers and bathrooms were located. He told his dad it was nothing to come back from taking a shower and finding his dorm door open just a little bit, and his buddies in there waiting on him. As he walked in, they would snap him with a towel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that particular weekend, he went down, took a shower. He came back, and he noticed his door was cracked open, so he was going to get ahead of them. So he grabbed the towel that he had wrapped around him, wrapped it up like he was going to snap somebody with it, swung the door open, jumped inside, and went pow, 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 and there sat his girlfriend and her parents.
Oh, no. Oh, that sucks. Lawrence in Pennsylvania, go.
Mine's not quite as embarrassing as that, but same thing, dorm, multiple, you know, men and women in the same dorm, different floors, and freshman year, you're meeting new people all the time and, you know, just whatever, making conversation, meet a girl at dinner. We're in the same dorm, so we talk a little. And I see her later, maybe the next day or something, and she says, oh, you were at dinner last night. I said, yeah. You want to come up and see my stereo? It was nighttime. And so I said, yeah, I'll come up and look at your stereo. So we went up. She showed me her stereo, which was not the greatest stereo, but I made believe it was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make her feel good about it. So we had small talk for a while, and where are you from, and doing, you know, whatever, just very innocent and everything. And it's starting to get late, so I thought, oh, she probably wants to go to sleep. So I just didn't even think, and I just said, well, do you want to go to bed?
Oh.
And her eyes got real big and just looked at me and said, no, wait, no, I don't, that's not, I was, you know, blah, 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 that's not what I meant, I didn't mean that. And I explained, I just meant, I thought you want to go to sleep, and I thought I should go, you know, and that's what I meant. I didn't mean what came out, and she understood, and she was real nice about it. But at first, it was quite embarrassing.
Oh, that sucks. No, that's well done. That is well done. Dave in New York, go.
Yeah, I was with my wife. I was divorced, and I was down at a mall where I live in New York, and I ran into a couple friends of mine, husband, wife, and I introduced my new wife, and I used my ex-wife's name.
Oh.
And my wife looked at me like, I thought I was going to be dead right then and there. I did it, and she looked at me and said, what did you? And I had to apologize, and I'm still apologizing 26 years later.
She's going to hang on to that one, buddy. Well done. Well done. Jesse, does your new studio have a scuttlebutt? And if so, is it sparkling clean and is no one allowed to use it? Love the show. Chris is raising his hands up. I actually don't know what he means either. Maybe this is an odd military term that I'm not familiar with. Scuttlebutt, where I come from, meant rumors or word or information passed along. That's what scuttlebutt meant. But I think what he's asking, is, do we have a bathroom in the new fancy studio? You know what? We will address this tough question before we get to headlines I didn't get to. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't forget, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Dude wanted to know, do we have a bathroom in this new fancy studio they made for us here? We want to thank Premiere, of course, for the studio and my TV network, The First TV. Remember, my show's on The First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We do not have a bathroom. We looked at places with bathrooms. This one was closer to the Red Lobster, and ultimately, I was the one who got to make the decision. So this one doesn't have a bathroom, but there's an interesting situation, and I'm not sure I like it. Each floor has its own bathroom. Okay, that's normal. Standard office building stuff. Each floor has its own bathroom. No big deal. In the old building where we used to do our studio from, the iHeart building, it was in like a 30 floor skyscraper, probably at least. I took the time, as any man would, to explore every floor I had access to, and I located the cleanest bathrooms in there, the ones nobody knew about and nobody used. I had bathrooms on floors that were virtually empty. And there I am, Jesse, just doing my thing as clean as can be. Now, I have discovered something. It's taken some time. I've had to explore the whole building. I've been bouncing around. And remember, I'm 6'8". But I can be a ninja when I want. What, Chris? I can disappear. Yes, I can. I can basically be a chameleon. Call me the shadow, actually. Jesse the Shadow Kelly. I can be a shadow. And I've been bouncing around the different floors. You don't really want to get caught doing this, but I want to see what other floors are like. Our floor's bathroom is the best bathroom. It is the best bathroom. Our floor's bathroom even has one of those foot thingies on the bottom of the door so you don't have to touch the doorknob. You know how all you nasty guys who don't wash your hands and then you go grab the doorknob? I don't want to touch your thing. So I like it when there's a little foot thingy. And ours even has a foot thingy. Ours has the cleanest bathrooms, but this comes at a cost. I have now caught multiple people who I know are from other floors. I've caught them walking into our bathroom. No, Chris, I don't blame them, but also we can't let that stand. So I've decided from now on, pay attention, gentlemen, this is a new policy official in this show. We do not have motion lights in the bathroom. If you catch somebody from another floor, I want you to make sure they're from another floor. If you catch someone from another floor walking into our bathroom on our floor and they're going down number two, they're dropping the kids off at the pool, you turn out the lights and bail, buddy. What? What? That's not my problem. Look, there's no other way we're going to teach them. Pain is the best motivator, right? Pain is the best motivator, period. All right, it's time.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Woman plans to sue after a construction company mistakenly demolishes her house. I will tell you this because, you know, I worked for construction for a long time. And what we did underground construction. It was underground water and sewer. And I know this. Look, if you know this, you're going to roll your eyes. But a lot of people don't realize this. Underneath you, unless you're way out in the country, but even then sometimes, but underneath you, there are all kinds of pipes and wires underneath you. There's all kinds of fiber optic wires and water and sewer. And it's just there's lots going on underneath the ground. So let's say you're putting in a new water line through a residential area in whatever place, whatever city or town you're in. And you do what I did and you're in construction. And so you're down in the ditch. Well, obviously, you can't just go tearing through everything underneath the ground. You have to make a couple phone calls, and what they'll do is they'll send people out there and they'll do this spray paint thing on the ground and they'll mark where various things are. And you have blueprints, old blueprints that say, hey, there's a water line right here. There's this line right here. All that sounds well and good, right? Sounds like I've got something going on. Well, yeah, except sometimes they miss some of the marks they're supposed to make, and sometimes the blueprints are off, and sometimes the guy who's running the hoe, the excavator, we call the excavator the hoe, it's that big thing with a bucket on the end that digs trenches and whatnot. Sometimes the guy who's running the hoe, maybe he can't see. Sometimes accidents happen. And let me just tell you something, as someone who was in construction, there are few worse feelings in the world than when your hoe operator nicks something like a water line or a fiber optic line and it kills the water or power for a city block, two city blocks. You're watching your trench fill up with water, trying to figure out how to get the water turned off, and now you have either residents and or business owners coming out of their business because they know dang well why the power shut off or why the water stopped working. It is the worst feeling in the world. It's all your fault. There's no covering it up. They can walk up to the trench and look down in and see the trench is full of water that should actually be running through their restaurant. And what are you going to do? Right? What are you going to say? Sorry? Oh, man, that's a bad feeling. This $800,000 fixer-upper in D.C. suburbs will go quickly. It comes with a person in the basement. Apparently, it's a 5-bedroom home, and it comes with someone in the basement. That person is living in the lower level. Okay, listen, I guess that might be okay depending on the person, right, Chris? What, Chris? Now, look, I think who you'd really want down there, you'd want a maid. And then you could just tell her, hey, stay there rent-free and clean the house. What? It's like having a wife. Oh, quit, Chris. We can make jokes. It's fine. Couple is shocked to go viral for posting strict wedding guest rules. And the rules were basically no kids, you have to dress up, things like that. I don't think those are strict. One, people take their wedding day way too seriously. It's just a day. But two, let's be honest, as somebody who absolutely adores his kids and basically wants to hang around them at all times, that doesn't apply to your kids. And for you, that wouldn't apply to my kids either. And look, more things without kids are better. Let's just be frank. What? Oh, all of a sudden I'm a bad person now? We're going to have more fun tomorrow, I promise. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.